Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors, and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bowes. This week, Deloitte released their second annual Women at Work survey, a survey of nearly 5,000 working women across 10 countries, looking to better understand their experiences at work and the impacts that hybrid working and the ongoing pandemic have had on women's careers. Some of the key report insights I'd like to share include: hybrid work is not delivering the benefits it could for women. Nearly 60% of women surveyed report being excluded from meetings, decisions, or informal interactions. Next, harassment and microaggressions are on the rise and often are going unreported. Nearly 60% of women surveyed in 2022 said they had experienced microaggressions or harassments. Now that's up from just over 50% in 2021. And fewer than 10% of women say that they can report non-inclusive behaviors without fear it will impact their careers. And the same low percentage say they feel that action will not be taken if they report such behaviors. And additionally, burnout is rising, and it's fueled by increasing stress levels. Over half of the women surveyed say that their stress levels are higher than they were a year ago, and almost half of women feel burned out. Women are much more likely to be looking for a new role than they were a year ago as well, and more than half of the women surveyed plan to leave their employer within 2 years. The good news is that Deloitte found that inclusive, supported organizations can gain a competitive advantage. Deloitte calls these organizations gender equality leaders, and they're organizations that have been identified by Deloitte that have created genuinely inclusive cultures that support women and promote their mental well-being. Women who work for these kinds of companies report far higher levels of job satisfaction and are much more likely to stay. This is a really interesting report full of data, statistics, charts, and really important findings, I think. I will share a link to the full report in the show notes, and I would encourage you to download and read this report. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.